ladies, I know we all do that thing where we scroll through Instagram and that big ugly comparison monster hops on our back and whispers hateful nothings into our ears. Well, let me tell you that the Miss Corporate America pageant system is here to go beyond beauty and look at your track record in business, your experiences, as well as what you've done in the community. They have created a unique platform for women of all shapes and sizes and ethnic backgrounds. So, babe, if you are like me and you are scrolling through social media with that black bag of white popcorn, yeah. And just go ahead and do yourself a favor and scroll on over to MissCorporateAmerica.com and look into being a contestant today, because enrollment is open for the 2021 pageant year. That is MissCorporateAmerica.com. Let's get the show started. Stories of women who are fiercely making a difference at home, in business, and in the community. Hear their struggles. Celebrate their triumphs. I am your host, Brianna, and this is Hashtag Fierce. Hello, Lioness, and welcome to Hashtag Fierce, the podcast that shares stories of women who are fiercely making a difference, whether it's in home, in business, and those that are making a difference in the community. I'm Brianna, your host, and allow me to welcome you to episode 8. I just love that February is the month of love. So this entire month, we have been asking the question, what is your relationship? We have found your relationship out with yourself, featuring the fabulous Arna Van Gogh. Last week, we dove into what is our relationship with our community, featuring our first stat episode, featuring Faith Stone Broquet and Suzanne Harbroche, the phenomenal women. I mean, these ladies are just literally crushing it in the business world by using their businesses to impact their communities. So go back, get caught up, because this train is not going to stop. Today's episode will feature Ilana Jonkowitz, who is going to address the question, what is your relationship with your business and money? I am so excited about this interview because money is definitely one of those important topics. You know, a lot of people kind of really stray away from it because it's definitely not a comfortable topic. So get ready to dive into that. And next week, I am excited because we are going to close out this month by addressing what is your relationship with others. This episode is very special because it'll be our first mailbag episode. Also, it's the first episode where I will have a guest co-host on the show. Matchmaker Ruth Marquez, aka Auntie Ruth, will be joining me and weighing in on your questions and comments. I am so excited to have her, so be sure to check out her podcast as well, Dating Truth with Aunt Ruth, available wherever podcasts are, and just get a taste of her flavor because she is spicy, guys. Very spicy. So without much further ado, we're going to dive into the guest interview. Don't forget to send in any questions or comments to fierceyeah@gmail.com. And with your permission, we may hear your question or comment on the show. Make sure you are following the Fierce Movement on social media, Facebook and Instagram at hashtag Fierce Podcast. Don't forget to spell the word hashtag all of the way out. Let's do it. Let's just get into the guest interview. Ilana Jonkowitz is South African born and raised. She is one of three, the youngest of three actually, and her father died at a very early age. Because of this, her mother had to work multiple jobs just trying to make ends meet, and she often felt, as she describes, as poor. They lacked really simple luxuries, and when she eventually got married and started her own family, she wanted to provide a different life for her children, naturally. But that definitely came at the expense of overcompensating dramatically by purchasing the latest toys, gadgets, and throwing lavish parties. Ilana eventually sought help and discovered that she was using money to replace something else. Since then, Ilana began working as a professional money coach to help others identify and change their limiting beliefs by helping them identify which patterns are positive with money and which ones are self-destructive. Her aim is to help women break free from self-doubt, low self-esteem, and a lack of self-confidence. She wants to share with other women what she learned, and she wants them to help begin creating wealth by making simple decisions. Without further ado, Ilana Jonkowitz, welcome to the show.
Brianna, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited. This is going to be a great episode, and I know that our listeners are going to get a lot out of this subject matter. So let's just jump right into it. What, on your website, you say that everyone has a money story. Tell us, what's your money story?
So basically, I grew up with around a lot of poverty. I grew up in South Africa and with a mom who was widowed at a very young age with three older brothers and one younger brother. And the word scarcity mentality, I didn't even realize what it meant until I was much, much older. But we grew up without. My mom used to work quite a few jobs at a time to support us. We always wore hand downs or things that were given to us from cousins or just people that my mom knew. And things were not easy for us as we grew up. There were lots of things that we saw other children having and we would go without. Mm. And when I later got married and had my own children, I very much overcompensated on everything that I never had. Yeah. So my children had the most expensive birthday parties, the luxury holidays, everything, the private schools, the works. Mm-hmm. And I used to get into many, many arguments and fights with my husband because he would tell me that the amount on the credit card was a limit and not a target, and that I must stop trying to hit the target every month. He was not impressed with me. He basically told me that I needed to go and see somebody about the way I was spending.
Wow.
And I thought there was nothing wrong with it. I thought that basically there's money now. Why not spend it? It always comes. It comes. Didn't know how it came, but it came. Hmm. And only literally when I went through the money coaching, I eventually went for money coaching, I think because I probably realized that my marriage would be better off.
Yeah.
And I saw with the money coaching they talk about the eight different money archetypes, which is a Carl Jung. He's a Swiss psychiatrist and top Swiss psychiatrist and psychologist. Mm-hmm. And he talks about the eight different money archetypes. And I could see myself, I could see my behavior in the tyrant, very much controlling, very rigid behavior, materialistic mindset, a lack of fulfillment that I wasn't getting in my situation, I was getting from my purchases, all the designer clothes, the elaborate birthday parties for the kids, was everything that I was doing because I was trying to control the situation.
Yeah.
I also saw myself very much as the martyr. When my husband told me that I was a martyr, I got very upset with him. And it's not a nice thing to be called, right?
Right.
But I was the martyr. I felt that I was undeserving. I felt undervalued. I had very low self-worth. And the way I made myself feel better was by shopping.
Okay.
I also saw myself in the innocent way. I never knew how much money I had in my bank account. I never made budgets. I never planned. I literally just spent and didn't consider where the money was coming from. And that in a nutshell was my money story. I believe that everybody has a money story. It doesn't matter where you come from, because the things that our parents have told us, the beliefs and the behaviors, become part of our story. So this is basically what formulates your money story.
That's wow. And there's a lot to unpack in between all of that. You said you want to visit a money coach. Now, what's the difference between a money coach and a money therapist?
Basically the same thing. If she's studied and is certified, like the woman that I worked with, who is a certified money therapist or money coach, where she takes you very deep into seeing where this behavior comes from, mm-hmm. what is causing the behavior, and makes you travel back basically into the subconscious to see where all these beliefs started. And that's exactly what I do with my clients.
Got it. And so when did you know, after you kind of dug yourself out of this hole, at last you see the light, your husband and you finally get on the same page, and yes. When did you know it was time to go into business for yourself? Have you ever been in the business?
I have been in business, and I've had businesses before in South Africa, so I have got the business experience behind me. Mm-hmm. But when I was doing this, I kept thinking different exercises that I was going through. I kept thinking, I know that I'm not the only one going through this. I know that there are other women out there that are feeling, because of things that they've been told, that's knocked their self-esteem, or things that they've been told that they feel they're unworthy. I've actually written a blog on the martyr where I could hear, and it only came to me after I'd really done the work, where mm-hmm. I could hear my mom telling me things like, yes, this is what I've bought you, not that you deserve it. She would actually finish the sentence like that, because she maybe had a huck with me, or she was cross with me for something mm-hmm. During my teenagehood. And that caused a feeling that I don't deserve. And even now, as an adult, after I'd already done the coaching, it's something still that you keep working through. I used to buy clothing and things for everybody else, for my husband, for my children, but I wouldn't buy for myself. And literally, it came down to me realizing, I feel like I don't deserve it.
Got it.
And I've had to work through that. And I've realized that there's other women that have got these different traits. They've got victim. There's a lot of clients that I work with that have been through divorce. Mm-hmm. They have mm-hmm. got very much a victim mentality. It's the most horrible word to be called a victim, mm-hmm. but they've got a victim mentality where they live in the past, or they're angry, or they're blaming somebody else. And what they're doing is they're self-sabotaging their situation, their business, because they're not going forward. They're blocking themselves.
You actually raise an excellent point there. What are some of the other lies that women believe that have a real impact on their money story?
So a lot of them believe, there's so many. I did a talk last week just on one of the archetypes. There's a lot of it is the innocent, where she's got her head in the sand and she doesn't believe that she can do this. She's waiting for a guy to come and rescue her, or a man, a husband. She's feeling that she can't do this, that her mother never handled money, so why should she handle money? And she's completely powerless, helpless. That is one way that they display it. A lot of women also display it, like I did in the tyrant, where very much materialism, not enoughness. Money cannot give you the thing that you're looking for, which could be self-love or love from a parent or from somebody that you're trying to fulfill with money. Another one is there's quite a few. as I said, the victim, where they're self-sabotaging, self-sacrificing, believing messages like, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve my business to do well, or if my business gets well, how am I going to manage this? I mm-hmm. can't cope with it. So they keep themselves small, comparing themselves to everybody else. You know, there's many the martyr where she procrastinates because she's so full of fear. Mm-hmm. I mean, as I always say to my clients, fear is, it's false evidence appearing real. I mean, it's fear is fear, but you can stand in fear and stay in fear, or you can actually do something about it so you can make changes in your business.
Yeah. So I guess going back to the other question that I asked, because I asked, why did you go into business? But what was some of the first steps you made when starting, when you wanted to become a certified money coach? What were some of the first steps you did, and how did you, looking through your website, I saw that your approach is so intentional. Why?
Basically, I realized the way I had been helped, the way I had gone through the process, and I was now starting to keep a budget, that I knew what was in my bank account, that I felt I didn't have to just go and spend for the sake of spending, that I realized I could actually be around money and be comfortable. Not that it was something that we were fighting about or a conversation that I didn't want to have. Mm. I realized I could help other women. I could help other women so that once they realized what their money story was, they could grow their businesses. They could have abundance. They could create a business that the money's flowing in, not only flowing out. Mm. So that was my why. I realized that I had something. I had learned something that changed my life.
Yeah.
And I wanted to help other women to, because I believe we don't have, my husband doesn't agree with the saying that I say, and I say it all the time, and I completely believe it. I don't believe we have business issues. I believe we have personal money problems that we take to work with us. Mm. So in other words, when your business isn't growing, it's because of a mindset problem. It's because you're doing something that you're sabotaging your business. You're doing something that's keeping your business very, very small for whatever reason it is, but that is what's stopping your business. It's your personal issues that's stopping the business from growing.
So what would you recommend to the businesswoman, who doesn't know that, it's a money issue? What are some telltale signs, I guess, about when you know you have a money problem and not just a business problem?
Well, first of all, I always say to them, do you know what's in your bank account right now? A lot of them don't know. Hmm. Do you know how much money you spend a month? A lot of them don't know. What does your business need financially? Or how much money do you need in a year's time for your business to really grow? They have got no clue.
That's awesome. That's awesome and wildly specific. So yes. And what would you say to the woman who, she's listening right now and she's like, oh snap, that's me. What are the next steps for her? What is something she can do practically today to get started?
I've got a quiz on my website that when you do the quiz, you get a report that you get back straight away, which tells you exactly which archetypes are in the driving seat. Mm-hmm. And which archetypes are controlling or is causing you to have limiting beliefs. So I always say we want the magician and the warrior to be in the driving seat of the car with a creative artist at the back. So it's nice to have creativity, mm-hmm. open-mindedness, open to flow in your business. Mm-hmm. The magician is somebody who's always looking for opportunities, going out, collaborating, networking, and creating beautiful opportunities in a work and flow. Financial flow. Mm-hmm. The warrior is also somebody that works hard, but he's very diligent. He's wise, or she's wise, conscientious, balanced, and very driven, very goal orientated, very secure. Those three need to be in the driving seat. The rest of the archetypes need to be in the boot of the car, the trunk, the innocent, who is waiting for someone to rescue her. As I always say to my clients, and I look up the window while I'm talking to them, I say, I don't see anybody coming up the hill on a white horse to save you. You need to save yourself. You need to step into your power. Mm-hmm. The victim, living in the past. I'm an NLP practitioner as well, so I use a lot of NLP, and I do a lot of exercises with them where I figure out exactly where they are now. Are you in the past? Are you in the future? What about being in the now?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time they're thinking, when I get there or when this thing happens. But the beauty and the essence is actually being in the now and creating the flow in the now. Also the martyr, the tyrant, all those, the other archetypes can go in the boot. You don't need them to be in your business, because if they're in your business, they're going to cause you to go much, much slower than you need, than you should be going. It's going to cause the if you're thinking of money flowing in, money's an energy, mm-hmm. and it flows in, you're thinking of it like a river where it becomes stagnant. Where when you're aware of those archetypes, the river can flow, the abundance can flow in. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, I want to help women to create more abundance, more money in their business.
Right.
Looking where the opportunities are. But first, you've got to go back consciously to figure out where these beliefs and behaviors come from. I just want to say something very, very quickly. Yeah. By the time we're 7 years old, you can imagine everything that you have in your subconscious has already been, all the things that you've been told by the time you're seven forms your subconscious.
Hmm.
So you basically have been, you've seen, you've watched, you've learned things, you've watched maybe parents going through divorce and using their children or finances as a pawn, using the kids as pawns. You've seen a lot of things that have gone on. This becomes your beliefs
mm-hmm.
and your patterns around how you are with your life with money.
Wow. By seven.
By seven. So everything in the subconscious, and the human being is the only person that can, the human being is the one that can actually change these behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By understanding the behaviors, you can actually change the dynamics, the DNA of what has happened, and you can rewrite your money story.
That's very interesting. So it also ties into my next question, which is on your website. Step three is if, you know, you're discovering and if you're living out your true purpose, mm-hmm. is that, you know, why is that step so key? Connecting purpose to money,
because a lot of women, I've studied quite a lot in the Eastern philosophy with mm-hmm. things like Ikigai and Wabi Sabi, where when you are in your true purpose, when you are living out, a lot of women are in business and they're doing something that is not their true purpose. It's not their Ikigai. They love what they do. They might be good at it. But can they be paid for it? A lot of times they're not. They can't be paid for it.
Hmm.
And does the world need it? No. There's lots of them that are doing a certain thing. A lot of the time the world doesn't need it. Wow. That is not when everything aligns, when everything overflows. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine four big circles like we talk about in the Ikigai.
Okay.
The first circle being what you love. The next circle is your passion. What are you good at? That overlaps. And at the same time, you've got the third circle, which is what you can be paid for. And that's also overlapping. The money's coming in there. And the world needs it. All the circles are overlapping one another. That is your true purpose.
Wow.
And a lot of times women are doing a business, but they're doing it because they think there's money in it, but they don't love it or they're not good at it.
Hmm.
Or they're doing a business where they feel people should be buying my service. Why are they not buying it? And people are thinking, well, I don't need it. It's not a luck. It's not an essential.
Right, right. Like it's fulfilling two of the four circles, or maybe three of the four circles.
Yes.
That's wow. Yes. That's awesome. That's awesome. Listeners, I'm actually going to put this, of course, I'm going to put Ilana's website in the description of this podcast. But if you go, if you scroll down from the home page to step number three, you'll actually be able to see the Ikigai overlapping circle that she was talking about. And you'll be able to see, you know, visualize what, you know, your love, what you're good at, what you can be paid for, as well as what the world needs and how it is together in merriment. So that's great. All right, so let's go to step four, and that's visualization. So, Ilana, tell me a little bit more about the fourth step in your approach.
Okay. Once I've done the finding the client's true purpose, I then look at an inventory of what they've done in their lives, right from school days to what they're doing now. And mm-hmm. sometimes we do like a full circle where we go back to where we started. So somebody studied fashion design, for instance, and later in life they're doing accountancy. Sometimes they go right back into where they actually started and start doing something again in fashion. I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah.
And the way I get them to go there is I do a lot of goal setting, visualization. Where do you want to be? We do vision boards. I do vision board workshops. Where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself going? What has worked for you? What is really, really bringing you joy?
Hmm.
And often we look at the things that bring you joy, the things that give you heart and meaning, comes back to that thing that you initially studied, or sometimes people study something extra, decide to start studying something, and go in line with that business. So I try and find the joy, get them to find their joy of what it is that they want in what the next step is with the action plan. And for that action plan, there needs to be steps. So what are the short-term goals? What are the long-term goals? And how to actually get there? And most of them already know how to do that. They just kind of, some of them are waiting, nearly like waiting for permission to go into that vision that they have.
So you, while we're talking, you actually, you say the word she a lot.
Yes.
So do you work exclusively with women? And
yes, I do. I find that there's a lot of women. There's a lot of women who they've had breaks in their career, so they've maybe stopped. They've been working in corporate. They've had kids, and now they actually are wanting to start their own business. So they are wanting to become independent and wanting to become financially independent. And that's where I get my thrill from, is to helping them to reach that target. So predominantly it's working with women. And I also feel that women are interested, and women are able to go on this journey of bettering themselves, finding themselves, and finding their true purpose.
That is awesome. Yeah. So obviously this episode is all about what is your relationship with your finances and what is your relationship with your business.
Yes.
When you go to Ilana's website, the first thing that comes up is, do you have a healthy relationship with money? So let's talk about that really fast, Ilana. Why is it that some people don't have such a healthy relationship with their business or money?
And there again, I believe it starts with, goes right back to their childhood, where they've been told that money's evil. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money won't bring you joy. Money won't bring you luck. This job that you're doing, you're becoming an artist. I've got lots of clients that are very arty, that are in some sort of art business, or cooking, or nutrition. A lot of their parents have told them, this won't bring you money. This won't give you satisfaction. So they actually believe it. They start to believe it. So they might be an artist and they might think, well, it's my destiny to be a beach bum, to not actually have lovely things.
Hmm.
And it all goes back to the beliefs that they've been told and all the things that they're holding on to. When they realize that they can actually have the job that they want, to be in the position that they're in, but actually make money. Money is not the root of all evil. Money is an energy that can help you and can help many, many other people, because I always say, yes, it's wonderful to help people, but you need to look after yourself first. You need to make sure you've got money in your bank account, that you've got money for your kids, whatever. But I believe that if you are able to help other people and to bless other people. So money is definitely not the root of all evil. What a lot of us have been told.
Right. It is not. It is the love of that money. Money is a tool.
Absolutely.
Money is a tool. So what would you happen to say to the woman that, you know, she's internalizing? She is listening to this and she's like, Ilana, that's me. You're speaking right to me. I am hanging on to these limiting beliefs. My business is suffering. My relationships are suffering. My relationship with money is absolutely toxic. What would you say to her right now?
To anyone who's listening to this that does the quiz, I'm happy to have a free consultation with them to try and give them a couple of guidelines to where I see things that instantly come up for me, the red flags that I can try and help them. If they're wanting to work with me, that's absolutely fine. We do it all over Zoom or over Skype. So it doesn't matter where in the world you are. I'm based in Zurich in Switzerland. So and I've got clients in many different countries. So what I would do initially is ask them to take the money quiz and to see what comes up for them, which archetypes are limiting them in their business.
That's perfect. And obviously, you know, because in the month of February, we are asking, what is your relationship? So Alana, tell us, what is your relationship with your finances and your business?
If I had to say this 10 years ago, it would have been a very different story. Now I can say that the idea of my business doing well brings me a lot of joy. Finances bring me a lot of joy. It's not something that I stress about anymore, but rather that I know there is an abundance. There is an abundance, there's an overflow for everybody. And I see it in my business, and I see it in people that I'm working with that take the what I'm trying to help them with, the teachings, seriously and make the changes.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And you're doing a fantastic job. I love going through your media and all these amazing things that people have to say about you and how you've helped them change and shift the way that they're thinking and how it's made just a monumental impact on their business. I mean, it's huge. It's way bigger than most people would give it credit for.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I didn't realize how toxic my relationship was years back. And now when I look at it, I can definitely say it is healthy and it's prosperous and it's abundant.
That is so good. That is so good. And how can our listeners find you?
On the website, www.mindfulmoneycoaching.com.
Mindful Money Coaching.
Or on LinkedIn under my name, but on the website, and go and take the quiz, have a look around, see some of the testimonials. There's been a lot of women that just thinks, you know, I'm waiting for my time. But I always say to them, what's stopping you from getting the life that you want, from your business making money, that you're actually in the driving seat and that you're financially independent?
I love it. All right, guys. Thank you so much, Ilana, for just sharing your time, your expertise, and really, you encouraged me as well. Like, I'm not even going to lie. You definitely encouraged me. So, listeners, be sure to check her out on LinkedIn as well as her website. All of these things, of course, are going to be in the description of this podcast. And we will be right back to wrap up the show after this.
Oh my goodness. That was an amazing interview with Ilana Jonkiewicz. Another show in the books, listeners. Do not forget, next week we have a guest co-host, Aunt Ruth. Be sure to check out her podcast. In the meantime, Dating Truth with Aunt Ruth. It is really good. Don't forget to also follow The Fierce Movement on Facebook and Instagram at #FiercePodcast. Be sure to spell the word hashtag all the way out. Thank you for today's show sponsor, Miss Corporate America Pageant System. Don't forget to also send in your questions, comments, remarks, Fierce Females for the Fierce Female segment, which is going to be coming back soon in the month of March. All of that and more to fierceyeah@gmail.com. fierceyeah@gmail.com. Mailbag episode next week. Go listen to past episodes. My name is Brianna, and until next time, Lioness, stay focused and stay fierce.